Yes, please. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all around the world. This is Jessica Tatro, your host with Divine Connections, my first time being the host. But our host, Lynn, our usual host, Lynn, is having internet troubles at this time. So she's trying to sign in right now. Other than that, we have Tony here with us, and we're just trying to work out the glitches. If you can just stand by and just, if you can be patient just for 1 second. I believe our topic today is just a potpourri of subjects. Just, I think, whatever comes to mind. So I know this is just, we're kind of winging it, but that's okay. Tony, did you have anything that you would like to add to our potpourri conversation of just whatever flows?
Whatever flows, yeah. Let's see, potpourri of conversation. Just I can talk about what I've been feeling this week with everything that's going on in the world. It's just a bunch of uneasiness, but but also feeling really awesome about all the people that are stepping up to try to save their country, and of course the American side that that want to help. I work for a charity, and I've been overwhelmed with phone calls that want to people that want to go to Poland to help get people across the border. So it's just amazing about humanity, how it works when it's needed. So I thought I would say that to start.
It's just been it's been a lot, you know, what's going on in the world right now, and it's just I just, every time I look around, I have to just put out thoughts of love towards everyone, because we're all in this together, you know. And externally, that's what I think and feel. Now, when I go internally, lately I've just been going through a lot of internal realizations. I mean, you know, I think we're always getting to this point, you know, in our lives as we become more aware within ourselves, what kind of, you know, limitations we can actually put on ourselves. So internally, I've just been thinking lately, my goodness, I hardly ever write, you know, in our group. And it made me realize why, you know, I had to stop and think, why am I doing that? Why am I limiting myself? Mm-hmm. And I think the reason, you know, that I my son talks to me, Jaden from Jaden's Way Speaks group, he jumped in and told me, he said, well, Mom, it's because, you know, even when we think we've cleared out so much, there's always something way stuck in the corner in our psyche that, you know, we weren't aware of at the time. And I realized, he helped me realize, become more aware of this, that the reason why I don't write is often is because I was bullied in school for my challenge and struggle in writing and in math and spelling a lot of the times. And I was bullied for that, and or spanked, you know, at home if I didn't do my schoolwork or homework. And I think I usually avoided that to avoid mistakes. So sometimes we can really kind of, you know, subconsciously, you know, have these self-limiting beliefs because of, you know, certain things, certain programming in our life. So, you know, of lately, that's what I've been really coming to understand, you know, within myself as well, and how often we actually do that, and we don't realize it.
No, I agree 100%. Yeah, I do. We do have one caller. And we have a couple of callers, but one that has their hand raised, it begins with the 256. Do you want me to have them go live, or did you want to wait for a minute?
Yes, please. We can go ahead and take on callers right now. If we continue having issues bringing Lynn on, we can try to, you know, power through, or we might have to cut it short. We'll just go with the flow and see what happens. This is great, though. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's bring on our first caller.
Okay, so it's 256. Let's see. Hi, 256.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I just like a general reading. I don't have any questions.
Okay. No questions.
All right. Hi, Kimberly. I know you know, I hope you've heard that, yeah, we're just kind of having a little bit of technical difficulties today. Lynn's having a hard time coming on. So let me just, we start out with a card reading. I circled your name three times here, Kimberly. We've had you as a caller before. I recognize your voice, and thank you so much for calling in again. Let's see what pops out for you from Spirit. Heavenly Father's, and there it is. Okay. This one here that popped out, just flew out for you. It says, you are here for a reason. And the other card I got for you is, love is your energy. Speaking with you before on the radio, I feel like these two cards are actually initially telling us that you are here for a reason. Your love is energy, and you have this immense empathic way to interact and communicate with people. And I think sometimes that may scare you, or you may kind of be reserved more in that area. And I believe it's funny because the topic we were talking about today were self-limitations or self-imposed limitations. Sometimes we don't even know where they come from. And I believe these what the guides are trying to get across with these cards here is that you're looking for a way to express your love through your energy and how that will happen. And I really like these cards for you. What I believe, like, okay, let's see. You're definitely empathic, definitely empathic. Are you thinking about, or have you been thinking about doing work with other people in a sort of to service to others sort of way, Kimberly?
I have.
Yes. Okay. I think what Spirit's really trying to encourage you to do is to remind you that you are here for a reason. You do have that energy of absolute empathic love on how you connect with people. And you have a knack for that. And they're asking you to kind of rein that in. Don't limit yourself as we, you know, as we do as humans. But that rein that skill in and just start by reaching out to people. You do great, you know, just by reaching out to divine connections. It's just allowing yourself the ability to reach out beyond that to others around you or to start something up. I'm not sure what they're showing me. You're going to start something up. You know, it'll start off small and it'll just grow and get bigger as you expand it and you put energy into it. And that's amazing. I really love this for you. So that's what I got for you, Kimberly. I mean, this is great. And it's just a confirmation for you to just keep going. You are here for a reason, girl, and your energy just needs to be shared. It, with boundaries, of course, and in the best of ways. Absolutely. Tony?
Yeah. So, Kimberly, are you bored? I know that's a weird
question.
That's
an understatement. That's an understatement. At my present job, yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting, that you're bored and you're focusing a little bit on the negative. And it's instead, so because you're bored, you're kind of, I don't know if I should say this or not, but maybe being a little brattish at times. Is that happening at all?
I mean, at home. You can say the word bitchy. I mean, you could call it that.
Well, what I get is that that you're definitely, like what Jessica says, you're on the right road. You're definitely an empath. That sometimes you start focusing on the negative, which kind of gears you off track a little bit. So sometimes
right.
you just need a gentle nudge to stop complaining and to move on to what she was saying, because you
right.
definitely
right.
have a lot to give. Yeah, but you get stuck because you get bored. The reason why I'm asking you that is because I'm the same way. I get totally bored and move on to many things, and sometimes I leave other things undone because, you know, I'm finished with it, or I get bored, or, you know, I don't need it anymore. So
right.
it says that the world is my flourishing oyster, and I am excited to see what happens next. So, and then the other one that I picked for you says, sometimes you're overanalyzing. I didn't pick it for you. It just came out. But getting stalled out and getting stuck. But you need to trust yourself more, your judgment, and trust yourself more. And massive clarity is on the way. So massive clarity is on the way. You just have to trust the path that you're going.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
You're
yep.
so welcome.
I hope that worked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was spot on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. The next one I have, do that. Take them off live, I guess, is the way I'm new at this. So I'm trying to take it off. Let's see. 512.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Oh, hi, lady.
How are you doing today?
Well, I have a very important question.
Hello.
There's a wonderful company called Kaiser Permanente. It's medical. And I applied for a job where I would be taking calls from members and establishing their appointment to see their doctor. And it's really hard to get hired by them, but I was surprised because I got an invitation to take an online customer service scenario test, and I did it a few days ago. So will they contact me this next week to move forward to the next step? Will they hire me, or what's going to happen?
And just real quick, what was your name, hon?
My name is Wendy.
Wendy. Okay. Let me see real quick. You know, we're just kind of short-staffed on air today. I'm going to ask my guides real quick about this question for you. One second.
Thank you.
Okay. What my guides are giving me, Wendy, for you is that there is a we don't always like to, you know, say things in concrete terms because everything that flows can be so fluid. There's free will involved. There's circumstances involved. But what my guides are indicating to me now is that this is definitely a potential that you'll move forward. Yeah.
Well, that sounds promising. My only concern is I do not think it's remote from home. I have been vaccinated.
Yeah, I was unmuted.
Hello?
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was saying that I have been vaccinated, but it is not a remote position. So it's such a good job, such a great company, though. My health is more important than the job.
Right.
So I thought I would go ahead and apply, and then if they interview me, then just see if they might be receptive to me working remotely.
Huh. Yeah.
Again, I feel this moving forward. I feel this moving forward. Definitely a potential. Tony, what are you getting, hon?
Let me see something here. I think, you know, I agree with you about not wanting to go back into the workplace yet. I know it's really kind of scary. I know there's over I'm listening to the news the other day, there's over 900,000 remote jobs. So certainly if this one didn't work out, there's probably another one like that around the corner, because a lot of people are going. But I agree with Jessica. I think you should just tell them what your concerns are. It says that the doors that activate magical opportunities are always opening for me. So it looks to me like you have the potential to get any job you want. So if this doesn't work out, like I said, you could go back to the drawing board probably and do the same thing from home like you want. But I've always I think it's best if you ask for what you want, because you're negotiating with them. But I like Jessica, feel that they're going to contact you. And the ball.
Well, good. And yeah. I do have over 20 years experience to offer from some very well-known companies. And
so I think the ball's in your court. Yeah.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So I hope they contact me within the next week to go the next step.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the timing down. I just, you know, see that the ball's in your court. You sound professional on the phone. It's probably something that they're looking for. And I think you could probably negotiate, if not even just working all the way from home, maybe negotiate 1 or 2 days, you know, where you would go into the office and then work the rest from home.
Or maybe go in the building for the training and then work from home.
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to doing that now. And I don't think I would, unfortunately, because I worked for JetBlue before, I'm working for my current job, and I've always worked from home. And now I'm so spoiled, I don't think I'd ever take another job that I didn't work from home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The world has changed. And I'm 70. But apartment rentals have skyrocketed in Sacramento, and my sister and I do want to move. So that's the reason why I'm looking. But this is really a highly sought after company, and it's amazing, honestly, that they even contacted me to do the testing. They get hundreds and hundreds of applications, every single
That's
week,
amazing.
Probably even more
that is
than
so
that.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
That's totally amazing. Yeah, I think, go ahead.
And my quality of life.
And there is a way to have both, just like you were saying, you know, working from home. So many people are doing that now. We kind of need that place of quiet and safety, and knowing that, you know, we're in our own surroundings. I mean, so many people are doing it. I mean, it's not like a place you have to go. There's so many things that we can do online, and I really see you moving forward in your best interest and in what you want to do with this step up. I just think it's totally amazing. And
well, thank you.
And all blessings with it.
Well, thank you. I mean, they would not have to explain to me regarding confidentiality and something called HIPAA.
Oh, my God.
And hopefully it's not too complicated
with
the computer system.
Do I have another one on the line that I'm not supposed to have on, Jessica? I don't know what's going on.
I just hear Wendy. I did hear another voice, but in
Are
the
you
beginning, but
voice,
I just.
Wendy?
No. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Divine Connections. We are just on another call with Wendy. Somehow you were put on with Wendy. If you can just please hold.
Thank you.
And we'll get right to you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Okay, Wendy, are
Is
you
Wendy
there?
Still there?
Well, thank you, ladies, very much. I'm summing it up this way. I think as a negotiation, I would agree to go in for the training, wearing a mask, but I would want to work from home, and we'll see what they say. I almost didn't even want to take the testing, but then I realized that I'd be in a better place taking the testing so they could see how high, hopefully I scored high on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am going to continue to apply elsewhere at other places. This is a highly sought after company. It would be a privilege to work for them.
Good.
Yep. Okay. Let us know what happens, Wendy, for sure.
I
yes,
will.
Please.
And thank you, ladies. God bless. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who else were we talking to?
Hello, you were talking to me.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We're so sorry. We don't have our regular host on. We're just kind of winging it today. Thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you for calling in. Can we get your name, please?
Thank you. Yes, my name is Rosie, and how are you ladies doing today?
We're good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
What can we help you with?
So I took a temp to permanent position in the beginning of February, and mm-hmm. unfortunately it's coming to an end March 25. But it's such a great company, and it's good exposure to the financial service industry. I'm working as an executive assistant. So I'm just curious to see if you see something else opening up for me, another job, something down the line. I mean, I've been speaking to recruiters, so I just don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just wondering.
Okay. I'm just asking my guides about this. Let's see. Yeah, my guides are giving me a positive on this, a yes, you know, considering, of course, you know, how, you know, foresight works. There's, you know, free will at play. I mean, but it absolutely looks like there's a potential moving forward.
Hmm. With another company or with this company?
I'm feeling another company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any information anyone can give me?
I feel it's another company too, but it could come out of this company. You know what I mean? Have you made any connections with the company that you're currently at?
I have met the other admins in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is through an agency, so I'm very friendly
right.
with the recruiter and stuff like that. I mean, I just don't know. I just don't
yeah.
know. This assignment is due to end March 25, so I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I find another job with another company, that's fine, too. I'm okay with it, as long as
yeah.
there is something coming on the pike, you know, something else on the horizon.
Yeah, because
yes.
are you worried about financial?
I think that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
we're
exactly.
doing.
I just want to keep, like, money coming in. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I
don't think you're going to have a problem, like Jessica said. I don't know if it's necessarily with this company, but I think the connections that you've made in the company, in the job that you've done, where you've been for the last couple of months, is going to
sure.
catapult you to the next job. I don't see anything bad. Nothing bad came up at all for me. So I
me
see
either.
Nothing but positive. Yeah, positive energy.
Yeah,
thank
just
you
stay
so
in
much.
That
this
free,
is a very,
absolutely.
Yeah,
just stay
me.
In that free-flowing, you know, continue to let that momentum gain more momentum and stay right in that flow. You're right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you so much,
and
ladies. Yes,
know
have
how
a great
goes.
One.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see. Did we talk to 775 already, I think? I don't see anybody else with their hands up, but I can. We can go to 828, or should I just go to the next caller?
Sure.
Yes?
I,
okay.
I, am not on the board today. I couldn't sign in.
I know. I see the board.
You're doing awesome.
Thanks. Hello.
Hi, Tony. It's Elizabeth and Paula.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi.
We're together today, so we decided to listen and call in.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we're totally reading it. What are your names?
I'm Elizabeth. I'm Tony's sister.
Yeah, it's my sister and her friend Paula. Yeah.
And I'm Paula.
Thank you guys so much. How can we be of service today?
Well, I was going to, I like to paint, and I painted this picture from, like, I do past life regression hypnosis, hypnotism, and I fall asleep, and then I have, like, a dream, and then I wake up, and I, like, paint it. So I painted, it was me as the Empress, like the tarot card, the Empress. And so I painted it, just like the figure of me. And then I let it sit for a while. And then from smudges and stuff, this other figure came through. And it was like it's like a boy that's running. So I painted it. I brought it out and I painted it. And it's this boy in a hoodie, gray hoodie, running past me. And I have no idea who it is.
Wow. That is so neat. Is this Paula or Elizabeth?
It's Elizabeth.
Okay. Wow, that's so neat. I've heard of that happening before. It's so neat. Once you are able to realize that you can, it's hard to explain, you can see these things and kind of work with them. For an example, so how spirit energy works with, you know, the material world, the material, you know, here, it's kind of like an influence, or I don't like to say manipulation of energy, but it's more influencing the energy. And you're picking up on that. You're seeing that. And the more you see that and recognize that, the more it'll occur, the more it'll happen. That's their way of being able to communicate with you in different ways. And they're, oh, my gosh, there's so many ways they can. Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who the boy
kind of
is, though.
Freaking me out. Yeah, it kind of freaked me out. And my son thinks it's the yin and yang of me, you know. And I said, I don't know. I just feel like somebody else coming through.
You don't feel like it's yourself?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's part of me that's coming through.
Well, I think Hawk's right. I think it is part of you, is the cards that I'm getting. It says, did Hawk say it was your son say it was the yin and yang of you?
Yeah, it was the...
He's right.
Yeah,
well,
male.
According to these cards that I just pulled up, it's like... It says paranoia, deeply anchored fears, instability to think clearly. That's one of them. It says, I see my fears as the illusions they are. So it's like you cleaning house. And I think with the hoodie, that's why it's not showing a face, possibly.
No, there's a face. Yeah.
Oh, you saw a face? It says, I move too quickly to help others as I do. My dream expands. So maybe that is somebody you're going to help, but it is, you know, part of you. And it could be somebody you're going to help in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be helping, you know, Hawk, because you two do help each other a lot with stuff. And I just think he's right about it being connected to him. And not in a bad way at all. None of these cards are bad. And I don't think you should be afraid of it. It says a lot about peace. I'm at peace with my past. It has brought me to where I am meant to be, which
yeah,
I know exactly. You're working on that.
Well, that's
yeah.
her peace. Did
yeah.
you hear Paula?
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with Jessica. I don't see it as a scary energy or anything. I think they're trying to show you something. You know, that you're just getting into your own space of working things out. So.
Yeah, well, I definitely
yeah.
am. There you go. Great. Thank you so much, Tony.
That was nice.
It was
nice meeting.
How about Paula?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea what to ask. I said, I don't know. So I don't know what you do. I mean, I've had experiences.
Paula likes to read tarot cards,
yeah,
too.
I do.
Yeah.
I read them.
Yeah.
So I just
Jessica,
don't know what
do you
to
have
ask
something
right
for
now.
Paula? Do you have? Because I
you
think
have.
You said that was this for Paula or for Beth. So did you have something for Paula?
To me?
No,
Jessica.
Yeah.
Are you there,
Jessica?
No,
Yeah, I'm here, hon. I was just asking for a card for Paula. They're taking
yeah.
a while, so
okay.
They usually wait until I shuffle in just the right way, and then it'll pop, but sometimes it takes a few times. And there it is. It just flies right out. So you're getting the discipline, the master teacher card. That's really interesting. Have you been more focused on self-discipline or anything?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. I think this card is indicating, and I try not to look at the book to, you know, read the full meaning. I'm getting to a point where I just have to trust what comes. You know what I mean? But I believe this card is just a validation of that self-discipline. And as you go down or up this ladder of self-discipline, you become your own master teacher. And you're in a really beautiful space right now.
Oh, good.
And I'm
well,
hearing,
I feel like
and I'm hearing,
she is
yeah, and I'm hearing very well protected. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Tony, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got exactly the same thing. It says, in the
yeah.
darkness, I am free to heal everything. So your path of healing is just, there's no more feelings of emptiness or.
That's true.
Yeah, no like dark feelings anymore.
Yeah, Paula's had a very dark past.
Great.
But she's worked through it, and it's just beautiful.
Well,
yeah.
you know, and Max, my therapy dog, Max, has picked up another account. So we switched
mm-hmm.
gears a little bit on that. And
yeah.
for my husband's friend, so that's good. That
yeah.
may be why I'm at
yeah.
a good spot. I don't know.
Yeah, it says
life
on the cusp of a breakthrough.
You guys
yeah, liberation.
Anything?
Do I have any aspirations? I was just telling Elizabeth I like to sew and quilt and things like that. So I was thinking I wanted to do some sort of picture quilt, you know, get a little bit more creative than just what I've been doing and a little bit fancier and maybe hot upper ends because, you know, I like to do a lot of work for charities and things. And I thought it might interest me a little bit more. So that was the only thing that I brought to Elizabeth today that she didn't know about.
Oh, that would be so
cool.
That sounds so cool.
It is.
So I started researching that. You know, a lot of times I wake up in the middle of the night. So I think
well,
it's my age.
You guys
so.
Tony, you saw how cute her purses are. I mean, she's very creative putting all the materials
mm-hmm.
together.
So,
you know.
Yeah. So I just thought I would expand on that a little bit and make it more towards what's going on in the world, you know. So,
yeah.
Do you guys pick up anything of us together?
Oh, yeah, on our channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it says, with loving determination, I preserve and I become the person I'm going to be. I long to be. That's what I got. So for both of you.
That's what we are. That's what we do together.
That's awesome. So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Jessica, do you have anything?
I agree with Tony. It's just, yeah, I actually put the card back because when we were talking about, I mean, she just said the words right out of my mouth. She's gotten to the point of, the card just said no more suffering. It's like you guys are rising out of the ashes. And then the next image I got was a wheel that is rolling smoothly, like there was no wobble in it. So I think that's an indication that you're well on your way and you're on, you're doing it. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, good.
We're doing it slowly, but
we just enjoy it.
We're having fun.
That's all that usually matters. You know, you just got to enjoy it and whatever fills your heart space, you know, you just got to go with it. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We left our husbands out.
Okay.
They're wondering
well, have
we
fun.
Are.
Yeah. So,
have fun.
Yeah. Well, it's rare that we get to see each other this time of year with all the traffic and everything. So this was.
Well, he had to come to the beach. So my husband's a firefighter, so he had to on the beach right next to where Elizabeth lives. So we had he had to do some business. So we brought Therapy Dog Max and a little bit of work and came and saw Elizabeth and Sean. So
Awesome. And we're hanging.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. You take care. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
I have a 562 that we missed, Jess, so we're going back to 562.
The yellow box? Oh,
hello.
Two boxes?
Yeah, there's one.
The yellow one's mine in the freezer.
Hello, is this 562?
Yours is sitting in the front. Right?
Mine's sitting in the front. I think.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
It's okay. We could probably just go back to her.
Okay.
I know. Let's go back to the corn dog.
Let me mute that person now. Hold on. Okay. Let's see. 775. I'm putting on.
Hi, lady.
Right now. Hi.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Wendy, and
Wendy,
you were very kind to me and gave me a beautiful reading a little while ago.
Yes.
Oh, I gave you one already, right, Wendy? Thank you.
Yes, and I wanted to be polite and say thank you because you had...
You're welcome.
So I could, am I being graceful?
Oh,
yes,
gosh, you're
you.
So welcome.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I really am enjoying the show, and I think you are all just fabulous. And
thank you.
Buy a desk recently, and I could have returned it, but I decided to keep it. Will I be glad I kept the desk? Because it was showing signs that the top was lifting up a little bit, but it's very slight. So will I be glad that I kept the desk?
I don't know. Jessica, do you? Is it an antique desk?
No, it's brand new by a very well-known company from a reputable higher-end furniture store. And it's brand new. And it's quite a heavy desk. I think it's quite beautiful because the drawers on the front have like a champagne mirror finish. And I bought that desk so I'd be able to work remotely from home and do my artwork.
Are you asking if you should take it back?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that the manager would allow me to return it because I bought it maybe 3 weeks ago at this point. I have not been using it. But I noticed that underneath it looked like the top was lifting up a little bit. But Will I be glad I kept it? Will I be able to use this desk for many years, at least 10 years or longer?
I think so. Yeah, because I just kept getting, yes, she'll have it. She'll keep it and it'll be fine. I mean, because you work, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you're putting pressure and working on top of the desk. I think it's probably just going to settle in time and just be fine.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at so many, and I do thank you ladies very much. You have a beautiful show, and
thank you.
You're very kind.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Wendy. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay. God bless. All right. So we have 917 coming up. Let's see. 917?
Hey, hi, this is Crystal from New York.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Is that Crystal with
Good.
A K or a C?
With a C.
Okay.
So I have a question. I am trying to change so many things right now, where I live, my job. What are you picking up on that?
Let's see. Jessica, are you looking?
Yeah, I'm just shuffling
okay.
real quick for you, Crystal.
Yeah.
But right off the bat, before the cards come out, I think this is just more advice than anything, is doing one thing at a time is perfect. I think they're just not wanting you to overwhelm yourself all at once, though. So make sure you just keep going in just steps. Oh, here we go. Here's your card. Oh, it says, that's really cool. Make each day count. So that's just another validation that you are moving in the right direction. You're making the proper steps needed right now and for your life. But to make each day count, don't get caught up in the stressors or, you know, the overwhelm of doing things all at once. So I think it's just a validation for you, step by step, like they're saying, and that you're doing. Just keep doing that. Yeah, that's the advice I've got. Tony?
Yeah, so it's so cool, this card that I got, because it said, when blinded by the unknown, I can trust myself to move towards the light. So it's saying that you might have some difficult choices that you're making, but it looks like you're, like Jessica said, you are guided. You're going in the right direction. It's just... it says, you know, the feeling of not knowing, it's time to make a choice. And it may seem like you're between a rock and a hard place. If you can't decide which way to go, it's because you can't see the bigger picture yet. So maybe you need some other stuff revealed. So the Two of Swords is whispering that you must move in one direction. Close your eyes and listen to your internal self and your inner system, like your mapping system, is supposed to guide you in the right place.
Hmm.
So does that sound like something that...
Yeah, I guess I'm just hoping that when I do that, the opportunities arise.
Well, and I believe
I mean,
it will. That internal compass, you know, it's our intuition. It won't steer you wrong. So as long as you're in balance and in line with that, you know, internal intuition, which is our, you know, that internal compass, it doesn't steer us wrong. So I think you're really, you know, right where you need to be with that.
Okay.
Yeah. It says, I'm healing every day. So every day you're, like Jessica said, every day counts. And every day as you move forward, it's healing, and that should... And to listen to your intuition. So start trusting yourself more. possibly will give you the, you know, the right answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I do that, and I think that's great advice. Like I said, I'm just hoping that I'll find, you know, a job and a new home.
Yeah, I think you are going to find one. I think, you, like she said, you can't do everything at once. So you're probably going to, with your moral and inner compass, you're probably going to have to figure out which step to take first. It definitely says though, what you're thinking, you know, to trust your intuition or your thoughts. So if your thoughts are that you need to move and get out and get a new job, you're headed towards that way. You just have to do the due diligence to make it happen, you know, one day at a time instead of doing the six things at once. You know,
okay,
that serenity prayer. Say the serenity prayer maybe a couple hundred times and get
right.
I know that helps me. You know, because I tend to want to move forward with six different things at once, and there's always one place to start, so you don't mess the rest of it up. Yeah.
Got it. I hear you. No, that's right, because my intuition was telling me to find the job before I move.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're saying to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what the card said to you, too, is... Because you always need to make sure you have a secure and money coming in before, you know, you take a big step, I think. So I think your intuition is right. Yeah.
Yay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Good. Well, let us know what happens. We always want to hear some positive things that happen.
Yeah.
So keep in touch with us for sure. Yeah.
You got it. Thanks. And have a rest of this great day.
Yeah, you too.
You
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. Okay, 860. Did we do 860?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Are you there?
Good. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Amala. How are you?
Good. Hi, Pamela. What can we do for you today?
So this is interesting. I it's a long story, but I'm going to really try to make it really quick. And this, it's too long to go on about it. But I recently met somebody, and I feel like there's a mutual connection, but I don't know what he feels for me and how to go about this. So I just was wondering what you could tap into that.
Okay. What my guides are giving me for you is that there's great potential in this connection, this relationship, but in order to move forward, there needs to be open lines of communications on how each other feels, and that's kind of, you know, really the only way to move forward here.
He's
just really, they're just really encouraging communication. So, you know, maybe you could just, maybe you can drop the hint or somehow how we can, or ask him, you know, how he feels about moving forward with you as well. You know, and just.
Yeah,
what I'm getting is that there is a connection and it can move forward. There just needs to be more communication.
Marie, you're kidding. Okay. Okay. And open honesty is really important too. It's just getting it. I think what's making me nervous is just like that, you know, one step forward, two steps back of like, how do I approach this? You know, it's always that nerve wracking feeling, even though I think I really feel that there was some mutual thing. It's just not on my end. Cause that was the other thing, like holding me back. Like, oh, is it just me? Am I like seeing things, you know? But I felt the same, like, I think he does too.
Yeah. Right. And it's funny too, because sometimes we can get, you know, a little confused or unsure or unknowing when, you know, that communication is lacking in areas of expression towards the connection. So I think if you guys just open up with more communication, I see it going in a great direction.
I just wanted to share one thing, is that, like, it's funny because, like, I always scared off other people, but I always, now I have the philosophy, it's like the right person won't run away, whether it's this person or not. So that's what's helping me move forward too. It's like because I'm very, you know, direct, and a lot of people, including, you know, also, they don't know what to do with that sometimes. So it kind of, like, it startles them. And then they're like a deer in headlights. They don't know what to do. So, like, that's part of me is just like, oh, am I going to scare them off? But, again, it doesn't matter. It's about communication and trusting the process, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel there's some kind of a secret, though. Is there a secret that he's holding back, or possibly you? That you haven't told each other in order to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, you're on the right. It's difficult because it's in the professional setting, and I just, I mean, seriously, it just caught me so off guard. I'm like, that's what's like, oh my God, I don't know what, like, seriously, I don't think he was expecting it either, but it definitely, I felt it, and like, I trust my intuition, and so. This is only once, but I felt a really strong connection. So I don't want to hold back. That's the old me, and that's what other people have shown me to do, basically, because that whole old programming of, like, holding back and not speaking my truth, that was there, but I'm changed. So I want to be open and honest. So that's pretty much
that's
it.
What
is
I'm
about
getting. Open and honest. That's exactly what. Yeah, no secrets. Did I do something?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really important. It's really, I appreciate it.
Well, let us know what happens and
all
keep
right,
us in
you
the loop.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Pamela.
All right. Bye.
Oh, bye. All right. So let's see. I have. I have 801. Did you have a question for us? Area code 801. Maybe not. Okay, let's try 303. Area code 303. Did you have a question for us? Nope. Nope. Okay, just listening. Thank you. Hold on. Let me go back to 562. Maybe we can get that person back. Oh, I guess they dropped. 626. Let's see. 626, did you have a question for us?
No, Tony, that's me, Taryn. Hi.
Oh, hi, Taryn.
Hi. I do not have a question. I'm just enjoying the show. Hi, everybody.
Good. How are we doing? We're fumbling through it. Does it sound okay? We're trying to get through.
Yes.
Great. Thank
you. It's lovely.
All right.
So
thank
positive
you.
And full of light.
Oh, good. We love that. Thanks, Jen.
Yes.
I'm going to go on to the next one.
Godspeed. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, let's try. Hi, 917. Did we talk to you yet? Is that Wendy? Try 919. Hello, 919. Did we talk to you yet?
No, you have not. But I've really enjoyed the show thus far. My name is Kate.
Good. Hi, I'm glad we found you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. My name is Kay, and K-A-Y.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Kay.
My question is around, I actually had two, but I think I'm going to settle with the career. I am truly believing and trusting that something new, I'm in a job now, and it had been toxic and still had a potential, but I have shifted how I'm handling things, and I'm just trusting and believing that something new is finally now coming through, and I'm just wondering, do you see it happening soon within the next few weeks or so? I just believe it is coming.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay. Jessica, are you there?
Oh, there I, yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking away. I didn't know I was muted.
You were muted, unfortunately. You're back.
Awesome. Hi, Kay. This is Jessica. What I had gotten right away from my guides is for you is that it does look like you're going to get out of this toxic environment and you're going to find a new job with a smooth transition, but that patience is the key. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, it looks a little more further out than 3 weeks, but it does look like an ending to this toxic environment. It's just going to require some patience, but wow, that's good news though.
Okay. Yes, it is very good news. Like I said, I've been shifting my energy on how I deal with the management, the person. So I just know I have to have the right energy to go into the right space. So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you're right on it, because what I was getting is this direction that you're moving in. Remember to just stay very open. Sometimes we can tend to block up that flow or slow down the momentum of certain things if we get impatient. So it kind of, will cause resistance in that flow. So you're doing great. And I do see you moving on to another job. It's just, patience.
Okay. Understood.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I see exactly the same thing that Jessica was talking about. It says giving up too early, impatient, or losing faith, don't do it. It's you're going to get rewarded. It says, as I give thanks for what I'm about to harvest, I know that my life is headed in the right direction. So,
Beautiful. Okay.
So whatever work you've been doing is amazing. You're headed in the right place.
That awesome confirmation.
Wow. Thank you. I needed this. Blessings to you all.
Thank you.
You
too. Please let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kay.
Hey, Tony. Real quick, I wanted to ask, do you see the countdown for time on there? Does it show how much more?
30 minutes.
Okay, how much? So we got 30 minutes left?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's see. So after the hour and 30, we could go ahead and just call it a show then, and then we'll see everyone next Sunday. But all right, let's just keep going for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm keeping, I'll give you a heads up when we're getting closer. I think we have like two callers left. So the next one is a 515 area code right now. 515?
Awesome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
Can we please get your name?
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah. And how can we help you, Sarah?
Well, I recently moved and I'm looking for a house. Do you foresee me finding a place soon?
Okay, let me see. Okay, so what I'm getting, what's coming in for you is that, yes, you're going to find another, you're going to find a place, you know, a home, but it's also going to require, like, steps on your behalf. Like, you really have to get out there and look and search, and but this is coming down your path. This is, you know, just stay on that. And I'm also getting it'll come sooner than later. That's what
good.
I'm getting for you. So, Tony, would you like to?
Yeah. Yeah. Any fears that block you, or do you, are you having fear about that, about the new house, or is it blocking you from doing something quicker? I don't, not sure.
I'm just worried about, you know, the housing market that we're in, mm-hmm. you know, finding something affordable that decent, that's not going to have a lot of issues, that, you know, ticks many of my boxes.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of buying something overpriced that's not what I want.
Yeah, I think it's like what Jessica was saying, that if you just take your time, it says when we're focused with uncertainty and illusions, it could feel like we are drowning. Trust that you will be okay, even if it can't, if you can't seem to distinguish up from what's up from down right now. So like confusion or like I said, a fear. But it, you can do it. It says I am safe. And I will reach new levels of unconsciousness, knowing as I surrender to the will of the universe. So basically, I think you might be just standing in your way a little bit of how quickly it's going to go. But you're very capable of finding a house in the market. And I think whatever intuition that you use, you know, use your first intuition about anything first, like, you know, if the price is too high or if it's not worth it, and like every step that you're going to take, because sometimes I think you feel like you might be going overboard, you know, and not trusting. I would trust you and your intuition on that, not the realtor so much, maybe. Yeah. So, but I'm with Jessica. It's going to happen for you. The reason why it's taking longer is just that you're doing your due diligence. So when it happens and the right one comes, it's going to be the right money, and it's not going to have, you're going to be so happy with what you've done and the good job that you've done on finding the house. So,
well, good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think
really
I just need to be more
about.
Positive. Just try and look at the bright side instead of all the things that could go wrong.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, naturally, you're going to do that. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? And it's going to be a place that you're going to possibly live in for the rest of your life. It's a big commitment for a new place. But your fears are relevant. You just have to sift through them and, you know. Yep.
That's some good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Calling in, and good luck, Sarah. Let us know what happens.
Will do. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Okay, so the next one I see is 229. Let's see. 229, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Who is this?
This is Melvin.
I thought it was Melvin. Hey, Melvin, how are you?
I'm making it.
Oh, what's wrong?
I'm having some issues with these people, the nurses and staff at dialysis. I just feel like I'm being targeted at, and they sticking me too many times in the same spot, and I don't report them a lot, but nothing is done. And it feel, I feel fearful when I go in there for my life, and it's not right. So I have So what my last choices, I have to get in touch with the VA because the military sent me there, called mm-hmm. my patient advocate and filed a report through them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
and have you heard back from them?
I haven't done that yet. I'm going to do it in the morning. But I just want to know why they treat me so bad. I don't cause trouble. I go in there and sit down in a chair and do my procedure and leave in peace.
Yeah. I don't know. Jessica, are you getting anything about that?
Yeah. Hi, Melvin. This is Jessica.
Hey, I got your text. We friends on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I didn't get any donations, not yet, but.
Jessica, you're on Jessica's page, so now I can find you because I couldn't find you. But Jessica's online, so now I should be able to find you, too.
Yeah, because I got to go on the 15th. I got to go to Gainesville, Florida. They're going to run tests on me for a kidney transplant. So I need a little help on that with that donation.
Absolutely. Yeah, I posted that in our private group, and I also posted that on my regular profile page.
Yes, ma'am.
And, I did send you an invite to Tony to our group. So Melvin,
okay,
So the first thing I got about the treatment by these nurses is that the card grace popped out with you, that you walk through life with just so much grace. But I'm proud to hear that you're setting boundaries, and I think this is about boundaries on how you allow people to treat you. And I'm just so happy to hear that you've already filed a complaint on that, because no one deserves to be treated that way. Just keep going with that, because graces you have, there's absolutely nothing wrong with standing up for ourselves and how we're treated. And you need to know that. And you did a good job by setting those boundaries, and filing that complaint, because these people, and the first thing I got too is that this isn't about you. The way, they were treating you, I think it's more about them. But see, there's bedside manner, there's a way to treat people and not to treat people. I mean, especially in a medical situation,
mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like it's about you, but it's kind of projected onto you. So I hope that, with this complaint, it'll grab their attention and kind of help them reassess what they're doing in their job and, be a bit more mindful about how they interact and treat people. So I really like that. But the card I got for you is grace. You stand in so much grace, but there's always a time, too, so that we're not being pushovers or allow people to push us around to set those boundaries and follow up with that. That's what I got for you.
It's like they're ganging up on me.
No.
That's
not okay. Yeah.
No, it's just like they're ganging up on me and trying to get me to act out of, get on their level and fuss back with them, but I'm not that type of person.
Right.
I just try to just take a nap, or, I really don't even trust taking a nap because I don't trust what they might try to do to the machine or something, because I done caught them four times, had me on the wrong cycle of the machine. They put me on like a three cycle, and I'm supposed to be on the two cycle. And if they put me on a pre-cycle, that allowed my potassium level to go up, and that could cause a heart attack or a stroke. So I caught him. And I told him every time I go in there, what cycle the machine is set.
Yeah.
And they look at me like, oh, you a doctor now? And I say, yeah, could be. So,
well, you know your own body.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I think there could be some negligence there, as well as, you know, some poor bedside manner. And the best thing you could do is just continue to advocate for yourself, absolutely, and set those boundaries, Melvin.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I found me another place to live. I was talking to you. I think I was talking to you all about the mole in my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm moving back to my old apartment when I used to stay out there. It's under new management, and I'm scheduled to move on the 1st of next month, either maybe sooner than that. When do y'all actually see me moving out? Because the landlord told me they was waiting on the contractor. And then they're going to, I'll probably be the 1st of next month.
Mm-hmm.
So you see next.
It might be before that. It might be before
that. Yeah. I got the same thing, Tony. I was feeling that sooner than later. And I'm so happy to hear that you're getting out of that, Melvin.
Because I did tell her, I told my, the landlord, young lady, I told her, that, you know, this apartment has mold issues, and that's, I'm not being evicted because I don't pay my rent. And I told her to make a note for that, and she did. So they may try to push it until this month. Hopefully I can be out of here this month. Like, I was scheduled to move, like, on the 15th, but they're not finished with the apartment yet.
I think it's going to be around that time, like the 15th, around there. They're going to be finished sooner than later, like Jessica said. The other thing I wanted to tell you about, you're an advocate because you said you were going to you have to call the VA tomorrow, like you said, like Jessica said, and file that report. Don't they have a thing like a ombudsman? Isn't it called an ombudsman or something that can be an advocate for you? They would hate that you did that. I mean, you have to report it. I've seen this happen more than once. Yeah, because you know, you've been taking dialysis enough to know what your schedule should be and what those, you know, things should say there. So you're right. You know your body, Melvin. You can't let this fall by the wayside. You have to talk to them.
Yes, ma'am. I will. I definitely will call the first thing in the morning before I even go to dialysis. Because, see, every time I report them, they treat me real worser. And then I report them to the manager. Her name is Kimberly Hall, and I talked with her, and she said she was going to talk with them, but it's nothing been done. So I'm not going to call her again because they all in it together.
So what you need to do is when you talk to the VA tomorrow, there's a thing called an ombudsman, and they are an advocate that will actually sit there with you while this goes on, if you're not trusting what's happening to you.
What's the name of it?
Yeah. It's called an ombudsman. It's not a union, but I see posters about it all the time. They're advocates for people like you that have to go do dialysis, or people that live in a nursing home, or if they live in a assisted living and they feel they're being abused in any way, advocates will actually go out to the place where you are and make sure it doesn't happen.
Wow. Thank God.
A lot of people don't know about it. That's why you got to talk to the vet. And I know the veterans is hard to deal with too, because I've dealt with them before for my dad. You just have to be really, you know, like Jessica said, you're a really good advocate for yourself. And you always use grace in the way you talk. And, you know, honey always gets more, you know, the way you talk and the way you treat people, which you do. So just ask them about it. And they'll, you know, they'll have to help you. They'll help you.
And what's the name of it again?
It's called an ombudsman.
Ombudsman.
Yeah, like a on and then bud, like B-U-D. S-M-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Google that. Okay. On, then bud, then man. Ombudsman. Something like
ombudsman.
That.
Ombudsman. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay, thank you. I have one little last thing I wanted to ask. When do y'all actually see me getting a kidney transplant, getting a new kidney? How far away after I go up there on the 15th of this month? How long?
Well, it's real positive that they're taking you in. That's a good thing.
My doctor said they was going to move me up the list.
Good.
Because she looked at my medical records. I have a new doctor now at the VA because this male doctor wasn't doing me any good. Mm. And this female doctor, she's good. I love it. She's getting things done. But y'all actually see me getting this surgery taken care of and coming out successful.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I remember it's the same. Yeah, because I'm getting the same thing. I remember a couple radio shows back you asked that too.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's still moving in that same onward direction. Result of your surgery being successful, I do see this happening for you, Melvin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That appointment you're going to is going to give you a lot of answers, I think, like Jessica said. You're going to get a lot of answers from that appointment.
Oh, great. Will they find any mold in my system that connect me for a lawsuit for this landlord?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know is that you had to get out of there. That's what I was feeling last phone call.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that you are. It might be worth checking out. I would definitely tell the doctors, you know, when you go there.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I would definitely tell them. Yes, ma'am. But on my Facebook page, I calculated what I need. I need about 1,700 people from somewhere in the world. Yeah, they donate at least $20 a piece.
Well, I'll send it out on Twitter now that I can get Jessica gave me an invite, so I can get it. I'll send it out there and see what happens. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Melvin, what I'm getting about, will they detect mold? I'm getting a no. But see, that's a good sign, though, too. That is good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not in my system, but I know it's in this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's in the apartment. Is that correct?
Yeah. Have you been wearing a mask in the apartment?
Yeah, sometime I do.
Yeah.
Then I stand outside.
That's good.
That's
a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have an attorney, by the way.
Good.
Oh, how was that? Yeah.
Yeah, I do have an attorney because he told me they can't do anything. He can't do anything about me being have to move out, but he definitely can do for the negligence that caused me.
Oh, good.
And my health issues. Because, you know, when you be around mold too much, it's a list of things that, you know, it can cause in your body. You know, and kidney failure is one of the big ones.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and this girl next door to me, she lives here next door to me, my neighbor, she moved out and she had kidney failure as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's something. They do you see them ending up shutting down these? It's only 6 apartments. They are very old. Do you see them shedding them, condemning them? Or making them remodel them or fix them up? Or... Hello?
Gosh, I'm not getting anything on that, Melvin.
I'm not getting anything either. Nothing.
No, either. It's weird. It just went blank.
Yeah. I did too. It was like big blank wall.
Maybe I'll ask you next week or something.
Yeah, we got to think about that one. I don't know because it's so many different things. Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably going to get in trouble in some way if that keeps happening, health issues. Having a lawyer, I see, is a good thing. I see a green light on that, but I don't know anything about the building itself.
Yeah, but do you all see me getting a little money from this?
I personally don't right now. I don't see that happening right now, but I don't know about the future. I don't know. Like I said, I think this doctor's appointment might answer some questions for you. And then also, I think while you're there, you need to let them know about the fund, you know, that you're low on funds, because there's a lot of programs out there, Melvin, that might be able to help. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot of different, I think once you go to this appointment, you're going to get a lot of questions answered.
Yeah, because it's this lady, she's trying to help me get a house through the VA, and they sent her out here, and she took pictures of all the mold. Name is Miss Andrea. And so I was riding around yesterday, and I seen these new houses that was built, being built, and they just about finished with them. And I noticed one person that moved in one, and it's white. All of them are white all over. Very beautiful. And the apartment I'm going to move in, will I be moving in one of them white houses? Because I don't think I'm going to be staying in this apartment complex very long, because I want to move in a house. And the lady's helping me. She came out.
I see you moving. I do see you moving. Jessica also.
Yeah. On the white house, though, I drew a blank. But what I'm getting is, Melvin, I don't think it's what I'm feeling, and I might be wrong, but that you may not get a settlement over, the mold. But I think the complex is probably going to almost looks like perks, sending you perks, like, or giving you perks, or meaning like the first and last month's rent free or something along those lines. But I'm not picking anything up about like a big settlement or anything. It doesn't mean that's not going to happen. I'm just not picking anything up on that.
Oh, okay. Because I already paid my rent for this month, but I'm not paying them for next month because I'm going to be moved out.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. They might compensate you. I almost feel like a compensation from the actual complex. That's all I'm getting.
No, on the letter, the lady, the manager, she told me that I had to pay the rent. They gave me 60 days to move, and plus I had to pay the rent, too, while I'm here. So I think she squeezed that in. I think that she's legal.
Okay.
But I've not already paid the rent for this month. But the 1st of April, I'm not paying. When I move out, I'm not paying anymore. I'm not giving them any more money.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're going to be getting a refund of some type, some kind of money from them this month.
They're going to
send me the money I just paid for my rent for this month. They're going to send that back to me. And my deposit?
It's a compensation of some sort.
Yeah, some kind of refund, something compensation.
Yeah.
Which would make sense if you're moving out, you know.
Right.
But she's gone, right? The manager is leaving. She's not going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
When she's leaving?
I don't know. I just think she's gone is what I got. That she's,
did they fire?
I don't know if they fired her. I just think she's probably going or gone. I just got gone. Yep.
Wow. They should have fired her before she left.
But you can't stay there because there's mold. You got to get out. The sooner the better.
Yeah, I'm going to be out. Like you all said, you know, hopefully it'll be in a couple of weeks. Because I'm already, have my caregiver come over to help me for our son. He came over yesterday, and I'm packing boxes, wrapping down stuff where I want to take and you know, wrapping down things and stuff with bleach and sanitizers where I want to take that in my new apartment. Yeah, I'm just trying to get back on my feet, and because I really want to coach football again. You know, it might not be this year, but I want to start by next year.
I think it's going to be. Yep.
Really? I would start crying. Yeah. That's my love. That's my passion.
I see that you're a star. You're a superstar. Good things are going to happen.
Thank you. I love you all. I really do love you.
Yeah, we love you too, Melvin.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, we've got 3 minutes left. So if you want
to. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Melvin. I'm thinking because we've only got 3 minutes left, we should probably wrap it up and let everyone know where they can find us, and we'll see everyone next Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. But,
what do you think,
Tim? That out on me out there for Facebook for them to donate at least $20.
Absolutely.
That would help, you know?
Okay.
We're working at it, Melvin.
Yeah,
okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't even go to my own family, and that's a shame. But when I was up and, you know, healthy and they needed this or needed that, I'm always there, always there. And that's with my kids, too. I can't even get my kids to come over and type up a letter for me. And that's sad. And I ended up having permanent custody of them. I raised them by myself, you know, after I got a divorce because my ex-wife ran out with somebody else. And I ended up getting permanent custody of my children and raising them up myself. Now, when it's time for me to get some help, they're nowhere to be found because they listen to their mom. Their mom is real negative, she's real evil. Hate to say it that way, but that's the truth.
Yeah. Well, you got to say,
well, Melvin.
Yeah,
the word that popped out for me is just grace. You walk in so much grace, and that will come back to you. Just know that and hold it within your heart.
I believe that. Yeah, because the apartment I'm living in is cheaper than the one I'm staying in. Ain't that something? And this thing here need to be condemned.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I'm going to pay less rent. Thank God. It's not much, but it's something, you know?
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. I appreciate favor. I appreciate little things where I can receive the big thing.
Yeah, you know? It's the little things. It's the little things in life that really count. And, Melvin, we only got one more minute here, and I don't want to cut you off.
I'm sorry.
The radio show.
Yes, ma'am.
So please give us a call back next week and let us know how it's going, okay, hon?
Okay, sweetie. I think I will. And I love you all, folks. I love all of you.
Okay.
Everybody.
Thanks, Melvin.
We love you too, Melvin.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so, Jessica, it looks like the end. We have 38 seconds.
Awesome. This is Jessica. If you want to find me on Facebook, I'm under Jessica Marie Tatro or our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And go ahead, Tony.
And I'm also on Facebook at Tony Jorgensen. And it's a picture of me with my little grandson who's 4 years old, Cooper. And then on Twitter at Tony KJ or Instagram also at Tony KJ. Thanks for listening to us today.
Thank you, Tony. You have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.